Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to The Drew Show. Each week, The Drew Show will provide you with the best live celebrity interviews in the country today in entertainment, sports, and family. Call 818-495-6928 with the phone lines open to speak with The Drew Show and their guests. And now your host, Andrew.
What's up? This is Scott Stapp from Creed. You're listening to Andrew and The Drew Show.
Hey, everyone. I am your host, Andrew. Thank you so much, everyone, for joining us, as always. Been under the weather a little bit lately, so I was kind of worried about bringing this show to you guys, and I didn't want to be coughing or sneezing all the way through it, so I think we'll make it. And this is the first time I've had a show in probably about a few weeks. Been dealing with a few things, so I'm so happy to be back, and it's such a pleasure to bring you these shows. Please continue to check us out on Twitter at DrewBTR. That's DrewBTR. Find us on our website, thedrewshow.com. We have a brand new website. We're still adding some things to it, but a brand new website. You can check out our shows. You can check out my bio and all that. I think that you'll really like it. I put a lot of hard work into it, and I really think that you'll enjoy it a lot. So please go check that out today. We're going to have an event section on there. These events are events that we solely represent. These are events that are 110% accurate, some charities on there, so you never have to worry about finding any false information on there. We're going to have contests on there as well, so please check that out. We have a great show today, everyone, and like I said, it's such a pleasure for everyone to join us. On today's show, we welcome a man who has been in the entertainment field for over 20 years. He has lent his voice to over a dozen animated television series and features, including the acclaimed hit Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Of course, he is best known as the dad, uncle, and judge from the 90s hit Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, where he portrayed Philip Banks. I'm so pleased to welcome him to the show today, Mr. James Avery. Mr. Avery, how are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great, sir. Let me first off start by saying it's such a true pleasure to have you on. Thank you so much for joining us.
No problem.
Yeah, I understand it. I understand that you're in California, so I think, and I'm in Georgia, so we're completely on opposite ends of the world almost. And how's everything in California?
It's L.A. It's great. It's, you know, California. Cali,
right?
If they say.
Cali.
That's about as hip as I get. I don't know what else to.
That's it, huh?
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, I'm not sure if a lot of people know this about you or not, but in 1968, you joined the United States Navy and you served in Vietnam. And I want to just start out by saying thank you so much for the bravery and service to our country and what our military men and women go through every day. You know, there's no way at all that we could ever thank them enough. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you. Actually, it was 65. I was in 65. From 65 to 69, and well, you know, I love the military, the vets. You know, I am one, so I support them wholeheartedly.
Yeah, and we support you wholeheartedly as well. I think it's absolutely amazing, and I just have the utmost respect for you. I really do. Now, as I mentioned a moment ago, you were the Shredder. And this is what I think is so cool. You are the Shredder from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And I have to admit, I grew up watching that. And I actually didn't know till about a year ago that you played as the Shredder. Tell us about that experience.
Oh, it was fabulous. That was, you know, one of the jobs I got. You know, when you're an actor, you know, you have to get a job. And one of my teachers told me you're only an actor when you're acting. The rest of the time you're unemployed. So your object is to get as many jobs as possible. So when that came up and I auditioned for that and I got that, it was a thrill. It was fun, and we're all supposed to get together, as a matter of fact. I got a call, Rob Paulson, who was one of the voices. We're all supposed to hook up, today, I think, somewhere.
Oh, wow. Did you miss it?
I might have.
Well, that must be pretty cool. You know, you worked together so long ago, and now you're being able to get together again. That must be really cool to see everybody and just kind of like a big family reunion, I imagine.
Oh, it is. We had a ball. and we all got along. It was just fun. It really was.
Yeah, I bet it was. Now, do you still do the voice?
Do the voice of what? Of Shredder?
Shredder, uh-huh.
No.
Not at all?
No, I think they got a whole new group of people for that stuff. No, if I don't even know, it's still on.
Well, do you still do it for people if they ask you to do it?
Oh, are you getting ready to ask me to do the voice of Shredder? Come on, like, beef up.
Right, of course.
Yes, I am. There you are. Okay?
Perfect. That's great. Love it. I love the show as I was growing up, like I said, and I just used to always watch it in the mornings when I was getting ready for school or Saturday mornings or anything like that. Absolutely loved it. Now, you recently guest starred on Grey's Anatomy, which is one of my favorites, and Harry's Law, of course. Did you enjoy your experience being on the shows?
Well, I loved that. I like working, man. I'm an actor. I like to work, and it was, you know. It was a good part, and it was a challenge, and it was really good. I like a job. I like to work. I don't like to lay around and do nothing.
That's always a good thing. Exactly.
Always. Now, always.
Yeah. Now, as I mentioned a moment ago, you served in the United States Navy. You went to Vietnam. So what was it about acting that you knew that was what you wanted to pursue?
Well, I didn't know. I got out in 69, and I went to City College in San Diego, and my hippie days, you know, hanging out with my boys. And one of my teachers asked me to audition for a play. And I did, and I got in, and I liked it. And that was like in 72. And I just liked it, so I kept doing them, you know. Kept doing theater. I got bit by the theater bug.
So it was always, being on stage for you was always almost like home, was always just very comfortable for you, and you just absolutely loved it?
Well, I'd never experienced anything like that before, and it was interesting. It was so new to me and so refreshing, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. It looks like we have a call coming in right now from a 404. It looks like from Atlanta.
Okay.
Let's see. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Big Meech. I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia as well. Mr. James Avery, how are you, sir? It's good to hear your voice again.
Oh, well, thank you.
It's been a while since we've talked, and I want to ask this question of you. Throughout your illustrious career, you've done a little bit and a lot of everything. What have you not done that you want to do?
I don't know. That's around the corner. That's me, you know. That's something on the horizon. There is something I haven't done, but I won't know what that is until I see it.
All right.
You understand what I'm
saying?
I got exactly what you're saying, yes. And also, do you still believe that August Wilson is the African-American version of Shakespeare?
Well, he most definitely is. The skills you need to do Shakespeare are the skills you need to do August well. I mean, his writing, the rhythms in his plays, you know, you can't do one of those page and a half monologues without really understanding the rhythm of that piece. You know? And Shakespeare,
right.
You act on the line in Shakespeare. It's not the pauses that the action happens. It's on the line, on the word. And August is that way. You've got to move it along. It's one of those things that makes the audience work. You understand what I'm saying?
Exactly.
The audience. You make the audience work to keep up with you. You understand what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Well, thank you so much for the call.
Thank you.
Wow. So you very much study up on Shakespeare as well, don't you?
That's part of my training. I think, you know, that's part of the craft. If you want to be an actor, you go to school, you study the craft. And one of the major crafts is Shakespeare. It's like music. If you're going to learn how to play a piano or whatever, you learn classical. It teaches you your instrument, you know, so that you can move and do. Most musicians, especially jazz musicians, have studied classical music. That's what makes you learn your instrument and learn how to work. Shakespeare teaches you your voice. It teaches you how to break down a scene. It teaches you how to handle language. It teaches you the beauty of language, you know, and how to use those words. And that's what you need as an actor.
Right. Right. Well, that's amazing. You know, one of my favorite TV shows of all time is Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, and I still watch it all the time when it comes on. Let me ask you, how did you get the role as Philip Banks on the show?
Oh, well, it was just that was one of three auditions I had, and it was like toward the end of the month, and I had to get one of them because I had, you know, my rent was due, so I needed to get a job. And they said if I wanted to, you know, that I had to audition for this pilot for this rapper who I never knew. I didn't know who he was. I didn't listen to rap. I really didn't care about him. And so I went out to NBC, and I had to audition. And so they called me into a room, and this was one of these long rooms with this long table and all of these serious guys sitting on each side. Like walking into a vacuum that would suck all your energy out. And there was this kid sitting there with his feet up on the table and his, you know, his hat turned back. And I walked in. They gave me the sides, the scene that I was going to read. I walked in. I looked at him. I said, take your feet off the table and look at me when I talk to you. And he didn't see me. And I got the job before I got home. It was amazing.
Wow. Wow. So you met Will Smith in that day in that room, and
yeah.
What kind of guy was he then? Was and he's such a huge star now. Did you ever think that that he would blow up like he has now?
No, not really. I mean, he was a nice guy. He was a good guy. We had a great time together. He had good people with him. You know, he had a lot of talent. You know, I knew that, and we got along awfully well. It's a family. We still talk to each other. We still see each other. We still have a lot of respect for each other, you know?
I think that's great.
It was a joy to do the show.
I think that's absolutely wonderful. And how proud are you of Will Smith that he is, from a kid that had his legs up on a table to what he's been through now and all these amazing movies he's been in?
Well, he's developed the discipline to do them. He's learned the discipline of the craft, and he respects what he does, and he likes what he does. And
right.
I'm very happy for him, very proud of him.
Yeah. That's amazing. How amazed are you that that after 20 years that this show is still watched by millions, millions of times a day by fans that still flock to watch it, like it's still in the air, like new episodes are still airing. How amazed are you that people still?
I don't know why. I don't know how. It's like we're getting new fans every generation. You know, I guess it was a good show. You know, we worked hard. We tried to make it good. It was more than just a sitcom. But we had such a good time. You know, this is still amazing to me that people still watch it.
All right. Absolutely. And it was such an amazing cast. I mean, with yourself, Will Smith, Alfonso Ribeiro, Kalen Parsons, Tatiana Ali, Joseph Marcel, and Janet Hubert. They could not have picked a better cast for this show. What was it like every day to come to work on this set? And do you have any funny tidbits that happened backstage?
All kinds of tidbits. I mean, you know, it was amazing. Will actually took us to Hawaii once, you know, got us, did all our dressing rooms. We had to design all our dressing rooms and do them like we wanted. You know, we always had a party together before we filmed. You know, Friday was film day, and that was party day, you know. And it was just, we had to watch what we ate because, you know, craft services, all of us were getting huge because the food was so good. So it was great. We were all late to lunch one day, and they made us move because we used to all go out to lunch together, you know, and hang out. And we were like an hour late, and it pissed everybody off. Had to be, you know, we had to be regulated.
That's funny. I mean, it sounds like you're really a family on the show. And since Will and Alfonso Ribeiro, since they were so young on the show, and you mentioned he had his feet up on the table when you walked in that day, did you get a chance to really be his mentor and to really be that figure that he needed to develop into who he is?
Well, I don't know. He had a great family, and he was raised well. And so, you know, that had a lot to do with it. He came in as a good person. Now, as we managed to share skills on the set, and there were some things that he didn't know about acting that, you know, of course, he picked up because the people that he was surrounded with. Joe Marcel was from London, and he was with the Royal Company for like 8 to 9 years. And so, you know, he's crafted in all those things. And Tatiana Ali made her debut when she was 4 years old on Broadway. You know, and Alfonso has been working for, like, most of his life. These were all, right. You know, seasoned people. So you just had to be in that sense. And Will was open enough to know when he needed help with something. And we were all there to be with him, you know, to look out for him. So I think it was a mutual situation.
Well, I think that's great. And now, Joseph Marcel, I heard that you and him actually go skiing or have went several times in the past, right?
Oh, yeah, in the past. But we're still buddies. He's down in San Diego at the Old Globe, but he stays at my house whenever he's in the country.
Wow. Yeah, I absolutely loved him. And if everyone remembers him, he was, of course, the butler on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I remember one time, or several times, actually, the late Sherman Hemsley making several appearances on the show as well. And it was so sad hearing of his passing. What are your thoughts on Sherman and what kind of man he was?
Well, Sherman was a hero. He was one of the vanguards in African-American theater and TV. And if it wasn't for him, a lot of us wouldn't be here. You know, that whole, his appearance, his whole character, the things he brought to TV, you know. I appeared on that show when I first got to L.A. I did that show. I did the Jeffersons, a couple of Jeffersons.
Did you?
Hello? Hello?
I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Sorry about that. I know it keeps popping a little bit. I hear it myself. So what kind of guy was he, even offset?
Fun. He was full of humor and just, I don't know how else to describe him. You know, he was just a great guy.
Right. Absolutely. It looks like we have another call coming in right now, area code 586. Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Hi, how you doing?
Okay.
Doing great.
Great. I just saw this, and I want to know, are you the real James Avery?
No, I'm not the real James Avery. I'm a fraud.
Wow.
See, they called me on this phone and all of that, and I'm just a fraud. Of course I'm the real James Avery.
Great.
Was that your question?
What?
I used to watch you when I was a kid.
Okay.
You've been
a great
inspiration to me.
Oh, well, thank you.
And your hard work is very much admired.
Thank you so much.
How old are you now?
Huh?
So how old are you now?
I'm not telling you how old I am.
Thank you.
You have to ask somebody. How old
Thank you so
much. Come on now.
Thank you so much for the call, area code 586. Wow. Well, you know, I definitely wasn't going to ask you that question.
That's good because you got the same answer.
Wow. All right.
Okay.
Well, so moving along, what are your, and we said a minute ago that you've been skiing several times with Joseph Marcel. What are some of your other hobbies that you still enjoy doing?
Oh, reading, swimming, sailing, you know, all those things.
Now, I actually heard that you go scuba diving. Do you still do that?
Yeah, I'm scuba, yeah. I got certified a while ago.
That's fantastic. That's one thing I've always wanted to do is go scuba diving. I'm not afraid of water, but I've kind of been afraid of what it's like to have the tank on your back and, you know, everything else. So maybe one day I'll do it.
Well, you should. I mean, that's what kind of freaked me out. The first time I went, that kind of freaked me out. I had to work my way into it, you know.
Right. Yeah. You know, and I know that you love to travel, and we have seen you host critically acclaimed PBS series Going Places, where you have went on USO tours and charity events around the world. Do you have any particular charities that are really special to you?
I'm special to Friends for Animals and the USO itself, you know.
Yeah.
So if you guys ever, you know, take care of animals and take care of the vets. That's what I'm down for.
Right. Absolutely. The USO is an absolutely great organization, and it really is. James, what are you working on now, or anything that is in the works now that we can look out for?
Well, I just did something for something called Hoodoo. I don't know what it is. Some internet something. Supposed to be working on that, but I haven't started yet, so who knows? Don't be around. You'll be surprised. Keep looking for me, and you'll be surprised, or ask for me, and I'll be put to work. There you go.
Absolutely. Absolutely, and we've got to talk more after this show, because we're going to get you on Twitter before the night's out, right?
Okay.
And for anyone that probably has no idea what we're talking about, we talked about this in the screening room a little bit before the show, and you actually don't have Twitter or Facebook, but I hope that we can change that.
I don't know about all that.
All right. Mr. James Avery, it's such a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me. Okay?
Thank you, and God bless you, sir, and I wish you nothing but the best moving forward, and thank you. Thank you so much.
And the same to you. You take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye. That was Mr. James Avery. Such a pleasure having him on. Of course, he played Philip Banks from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. He is a great man, now living in L.A. We had a chance to talk for about 10 minutes in the screening room before the show. Such a wonderful man, and it was, like I said, such a pleasure to have him on. Please continue to follow us on Twitter at DrewBTR to find out more about our upcoming events and shows, as well as our website, thedrewshow.com. Thank you so much to the 404 call earlier. I missed your name, I'm sorry, and for the 586, Jacob. Jacobs? I don't know. But thank you so much for the call anyway, asking how old James Avery was. Thanks. but thank you all again. I appreciate it. Have a good evening. Have a great night. Have a great weekend coming up. Tomorrow starts the weekend, so have a great one. I am actually going to Dragon Con next weekend. Dragon Con is a weekly Star Wars convention. There's going to be a lot of celebrities there. We're going to interview a lot of great people, so we're looking forward to that. Monday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, this upcoming Monday night in about 3 days, we're going to have Bria Kelly on our show. Bria is a current contestant on America's Got Talent right now. She won the YouTube auditions, and she was able to come onto the show. So we are looking forward to having her on. She's 16 years old, and she has a powerful voice. She has a beautiful voice, so we're really looking forward to that. Again, thank you all again, and good night.